tour of the last five in a good stretch. Can you talk a little bit about what's gone into that?
We had, our goaltender. Yeah. Let's just get cut to the quick.
Yeah.
We had felt we were really making some progress this year and finished with a home game against New Jersey that we won and played very well. And then the roof caved in for about 10 days. We lost five in a row. We were on the road and it was Boston. Started off, but I think in our last five games, we got back to some speed, which is basically our game, and it's the way we like to play. And at the end of the day, our goaltender has been really good, and that's it. There's not a lot of magic here to what we do, but Cam Ward is I think emerging as a special player for our hockey team.
Is he taking his game to the next level?
I think so. I think we've asked it of him, and we've put some pressure on him. We started him in 16 straight. I think is the number that he's at. And clearly he's talented. When you win a cup and an award like that at that age, it's there. But managing the games and then learning how to be that kind of number one guy is a growth process, and I'm very pleased with how he's handled it.
Now you took over, I believe it was 26 games ago.
December 4th or 3rd,
And I'm just wondering sort of what kinds of changes in structure or emphasis did you
changed. It's not the big sweeping systematic changes, but some emphasis on, let me rephrase it. The mandate was to cut down on the offensive zone odd man rushes, the neutral zone odd man rushes, and sort of the defensive zone. So there was a defensive concepts that they felt they wanted to, and the other one was get Stahl and Ward and some of their better young players going. And so the sorting out the defensive part is not that difficult. Everybody knows where they're supposed to stand. Getting them to play hard when they get there is another thing. But our challenge has been put the puck in the net and scoring on some of our opportunities.
Probably expecting a Matt Sundin question.
Thought there might be.
He's obviously struggled a little bit since coming here after being off for several months. Is that surprising to you? And do you expect him, knowing him as well as you do, to round into form fairly soon?
I mean, Eastern Conference, where we are so far away from Vancouver, I'd be lying if I said I've watched a lot of Vancouver Canucks game. I plan on watching one tonight. But my experience with Matt Sundin was just fantastic from my point of view. He was our dominant horse, and as you can understand, in any Canadian city, and certainly in Toronto, there's a lot of scrutiny on your game. And whenever our team was in dire straits, and we seemed to find ourselves there once every twice a week, he was the man, and he stood up. So my experience with him is nothing but absolutely fantastic. And I would think that most players that miss a bulk of time are going to take more than a day and a half to get back and round out. So patience probably would be required.
When you heard that Vancouver had signed him, was your reaction kind of
I was pleased, and really wasn't going to be able to get him any further away from us.
Yeah.
I had some concerns about the Southeast Division. Thought Vancouver, if he could have played in Hawaii, maybe that'd have been a little easier on us. But I figured only one game against them. Yeah, I mean, character alone, is a value there. Just such a strong man in your locker room.
Do you recall 2 years ago he had one goal in the final 20 games of the season? Do you recall that stretch?
I do. But this there's another stat there. I think he was eighth in scoring in the league over that stretch.
Mm. So he set up a lot of guys.
Yeah, and then what happened was is people got all the shiny baubles. You know, hey, he hasn't scored, but Nick Andropov went on an absolute tear, and I think Matt's had like 19 assists in that stretch, and he was, I believe, 8th, 9th, or 10th. You can check. He was in the top 10 in league scoring, I think, over that final 20 game. But the story was, Matt's isn't putting the puck in the net. But we went from 5 games under 500 to over and then back down again based on how well he was playing. So I always thought that was pretty funny.
Is there anything about playing against a team that's on a slide like the Canucks have been that you have to kind of watch out
for? Yeah, you don't. This is not. This is a good hockey team. And they're coming out of it, and we're just hoping like hell it's not till Thursday. They're a good team, and they're well coached, and they've got good players, and every single team in the National Hockey League is going through one of these at some point in the season. We're hoping that ours was 2 weeks ago with our 5-gamer. Montreal Canadiens, what were they? 11-1-2, and they're going through it. So, but that's the beauty of pro sports when it's happening to your team in your city. All hell breaks loose. welcome to the National Hockey League. But that's what's good about our game. That's what this is all about. There's got to be a lot of fire and passion around your team. And when you're rolling, everything should be good. And when you're not, you know, lock your doors.